Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
One firing, one woman, and 90 years of precedent on trial. What's happening at the Supreme Court right now as we speak isn't just about President Trump's authority to remove bureaucrats. It's about whether an entire branch of government you never voted for will continue to exist. Stick me to the very end of this video because this is the story of how one termination letter sparked a constitutional reckoning that threatens to obliterate the administrative state as we know it and change our nation forever. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. My oh my, there's never a dull day in the golden age. On December 8th, the Supreme Court justices will hear arguments in a case that promises to fundamentally alter the balance of power in Washington, dismantling what critics have called the headless fourth branch of government and restoring what the founders actually intended: presidential control over everyone who wields executive power. Now, back in March, President Trump fired Federal Trade Commissioner Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. Now, she's a Biden appointee who Trump fired for policy disagreements, rightly so, right? Not a single auto pen appointee should be anywhere near the federal government after January 20th, right? And President Trump agrees. Now, under the old system, and this is what you've got to get here, under the old system, for literally the last 90 years since FDR, since 1935, and we'll find out why, Trump would have been powerless to do that. Commissioners, according to the Supreme Court, could only be removed by virtue of inordinate circumstances like malfeasance in office, some kind of blatant corruption. But the beauty here is that Trump didn't cite any of those reasons. He simply said, "You're fired. You're fired. You're an auto pen hangover, so you're fired." Now, when he did that, he knew what he was doing. Stephen Miller knew what he was doing, right? He knew that he was going to trigger a constitutional showdown. And that's because of a 1935 Supreme Court decision called Humphrey's Executor. And that decision, for the last 90 years, has been the deep state's ultimate shield. That decision basically made it illegal for the President of the United States to fire bureaucrats on commissions. And as such, that decision created an untouchable class of federal commissioners who could ignore presidents, they could defy voters, and they could push their own agenda without consequence. So we're talking specifically bureaucrats in the Federal Trade Commission, bureaucrats in the Securities and Exchange Commission, the National Labor Relations Board, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, right? We're talking literally thousands of positions across Washington that have for decades operated under the same corrupt model. Now, of course, they came up with a justification. Their justification for their existence is their supposed independence. They call themselves independent agencies, objective agencies. That's what you're going to hear over and over again from the legacy media. These unelected administrative bureaucrats are all supposedly independent of any political pressures and so forth. But of course, that the key question that that begs is independent from what exactly, or better, independent from whom? Well, as it turns out, they're not just independent from the president or the Congress or any political party. Haha, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No, they're ultimately independent from you. You, the American people, who never elected them. That's who they're ultimately independent from. They're independent from you, the American voter. So you have an entire class, a permanent class of unelected bureaucrats that legacy media absolutely loves, who since 1935 have run both the domestic and international policies of the federal government. Right? Presidents come and go, but these unelected bureaucrats are permanent, and they are the ones who have ultimately been calling the shots in how the country is governed. So the key here is that Humphrey's executor was a Supreme Court decision that protected permanent Washington from being fired by the chief executive, the president of the United States. And as a result, these bureaucrats weren't civil servants. They were political operatives embedded in permanent positions, writing regulations with the force of law while answering to absolutely no one. That is, until just last September. Literally weeks ago, when the Supreme Court made one of their most shocking decisions yet. After Slaughter sued the Trump administration, citing Humphrey's executor, and won with lower courts ordering Trump to reinstate her according to the Humphrey precedent, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court intervened, and they granted an emergency stay allowing President Trump to proceed with Slaughter's removal, her firing, while the case continues through the appellate process, ultimately ending up in the Supreme Court. But even more significantly, the Supreme Court agreed to revisit Humphrey's executor this December in a signal that they are ready to overturn this absurdity once and for all. And so now it's the deep state that's officially on trial. It's not just this Federal Trade Commissioner Slaughter is on trial. It's firing's on trial. No, now it's the entire firing of the deep state that's on trial. And the stakes could not possibly be higher, like the way many retirees are feeling, right? Imagine a retirement landscape where fear has become the new normal. A staggering 63% of Americans now live with the terrifying prospect of being forced back to work after retirement. I mean, for many, the dream of a comfortable golden age has been absolutely shattered. And the numbers don't lie. Only 58% of Americans believe that their hard-earned savings will last through their retirement years. Inflation, market volatility, and global economic threats have turned retirement planning into a high-stakes game of economic survival. Mutual funds limp along at a snail's pace while inflation devours your purchasing power. Your parents could rely on pensions, Social Security, stable investments. Today, you're left holding the bag, watching your hard-earned money lose value with each passing month. Enter Block Trust IRA's amazing Animus AI, a revolutionary crypto solution that's rewriting the rules of retirement investing. This isn't just another investment platform. It's a lifeline for families desperate to break free from future financial uncertainty. Since 2020, Animus AI has done what seemed impossible, outperforming Bitcoin by over 250%. I mean, we're talking about a technology that works tirelessly, analyzing thousands of market data points to detect opportunities no human trader could ever spot. And for the first time ever, it's now available to ordinary Americans. So whether you're a truck driver, a small business owner, or a teacher, this is your chance to take control.
countless investors have experienced the difference, including me, your Patriot professor. We're talking small business owners, freelancers, and everyday Americans. They're all discovering the secret to building real, meaningful wealth, breaking free from the cycle of financial stagnation. And the best part is that Block Trust IRA combines the tax advantages of an IRA with the growth potential of crypto and the risk management of an AI-powered trading platform. This isn't just investing. This is generational wealth protection. That's why I'm a client of Block Trust. I love them, and I know you will too. With $200 million in insurance coverage, military-grade security, and access to over 60 cryptocurrencies, Block Trust IRA offers more than just an investment. It offers peace of mind. We're standing at the crossroads of a financial revolution. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest differently. It's whether you can afford not to. Don't just survive retirement. Thrive through it. Go to TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com right now and book a consultation with the crypto AI experts. Your family's future is waiting, and it's time to take control. What we call the administrative state or the deep state represents the accumulation of regulatory power in agencies that operate with substantial autonomy from any and all elected officials. I mean, again, forget voters. They're autonomous from elected officials. So as we speak, there are currently 2.8 million federal workers spread across 15 departments, 69 agencies, and 383 sub-agencies, a vast apparatus that issues thousands of regulations annually, far exceeding the legislative output of Congress itself. Critics rightly describe this monstrosity as a fourth branch of government, one that simply has no constitutional justification at all, yet one that also wields enormous political power over the whole of American life. These agencies make rules, they adjudicate disputes, they enforce penalties, combining functions the Constitution carefully separated among the legislative, executive, and judicial branches, but without any accountability whatsoever to the voters. So the tension that's arisen here over the last 90 years is both constitutional and political. Article 2 vests the executive power in the president, and it requires him to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That's why we call our president the chief executive. What this means, plainly and simply, is that it is the president and the president alone, democratically elected and endowed with authority by the Constitution, who has complete and total control over everyone in the executive branch, bar none, no exceptions. This is what President Trump is reawakening right before our very eyes, this fully constitutional executive power. Anything less violates the Constitution's separation of powers and undermines democratic accountability. As long as these agencies are so-called independent, they are effectively unaccountable to the voters who place the president in office as their representative, and they, in a way that neither the courts nor legislatures can do, they, in effect, override the president's decisions. Remember, when all's said and done, gang, the president is the only figure in the nation who everyone in the nation, every voter votes on. The president is the chief executive of the people, and there is no agency inside the executive branch that does not fall under his authority and therefore under our authority. Period. Full stop, as one auto pen justice would say, right? And so that is what's at issue with this upcoming Supreme Court decision in December. If the Supreme Court overturns Humphrey's executor, which they are expected to do, I mean, the implications cascade across the whole of the federal government. presidents would finally regain their authority to fire commissioners at independent agencies, frankly, for any reason or no reason at all. The days of agencies operating autonomously from any executive or democratic accountability would officially come to a decisive end, which means that the conservative majority appears poised to reshape the administrative state fundamentally. So once again, oral arguments begin December 8th. We're going to keep a very, very close eye on it. And the entire future of the administrative state hangs in the balance. Clearly, the Supreme Court's decision will extend far beyond Rebecca Slaughter's job. I think she's going to be forgotten in the midst of all this, right? It's going to determine whether the founders' vision of separated powers can accommodate this modern regulatory state or whether that modern regulatory state will be fundamentally restructured, if not destroyed, in order to restore presidential supremacy over the executive branch. After 90 years, the fourth branch of government faces its existential moment, and six justices hold the power to decide whether it survives. So what do you guys think? What do you think about it? I do not think the deep state is going to survive this. Let me know what you think. You're the ones changing the world. Let us know in the comments section below. And don't forget to click on that link below. Go to TurleyTalksCrypto.com right now and book a consultation with one of BlockTrust's amazing crypto AI experts. Your family will thank you for it. I promise. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.